Morning, everyone. Set up here. Can you hear me okay? Alrighty. So, I'm Pastor Matthew, Sister Jenny, and together we're glad to be able to share God's word with you today. I also wanted to take the opportunity to share my happy Mother's Day wishes to all the mothers out there as well. I especially wanted to extend it to my wife, Sophina, who's actually in the nursery, who has worked hard the last 6 weeks to recover while being a strong mom to John and making it possible for them both to be here this morning. You see, this is a day of mixed feelings for different people, as evidenced by Pastor Lee's prayer, depending on people's relationships with their mothers or mothers' relationships with their children.
对不同的人而言，这一天往往是令人百感交集的。这取于个人与母亲的关系，或是母亲与子女之间的关系。
What a real-time mother could be feeling on this day might be different from someone who desires to be a mother but not there yet.
一位正身为人母者在这一天的心情，或许与那位渴望成为母亲却尚未如愿的人截然不同。
This day could also be one of remembrance.
此外，这一天可能也是用来一个追思缅怀的日子。
Whatever meaning this day holds for you, I'm going to ask you to just look for how God may be speaking to you through the story of the mother we will take a look at today.
无论这一天对你而言有怎么样的意义，我都想要请你留意，上帝或许正借着我们今天要探讨这位母亲的故事向您说话。
This mother doesn't have a name, but she has an encounter with Jesus in the Bible that I would love for us to study together this morning.
这位母亲在圣经中并未留下姓名，但她曾与耶稣有一段这样的际遇。在这个早晨，我非常希望能够与大家一同来研习这段故事。
Through our encounter, I want us to take note of 3 points regarding a mother's love.
透过她这一段经历，我希望大家留意关于母爱的三个点。
The first is that mother's love leads to hope.
首先，母爱会带来盼望。
The second is that a mother's love is shaped by faith.
第二个，母亲的爱是由其信仰塑造。
The third is that mother's love is a reflection of Christ's love.
第三个，母爱是基督之爱的映照。
But before I get into the first point, let's pray.
在我开始讲第一点之前，让我们一起来做个祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you now to learn more about what this interaction between Jesus and this mother can teach us.
亲爱的天父，我们来此刻来到你的面前，旨意在更深入的领受耶稣与这位母亲之间互动所带来给我们的教导。
You have brought us into this world through mothers, so please help us understand what it means to appreciate the mothers in our lives.
您借着母亲将我们带到这个世上，因此求您帮助我们明白珍惜我们生命中的母亲究竟意味着什么。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名这样祈求。
Amen. All right, so to the first point, a mother's love leads to hope.
所以第一点，首先母爱会带来盼望。
To set the stage, the passage starts with Jesus having just finished a series of miracles, including feeding the 5,000, walking on water, and numerous healings in the previous chapter, and giving the Pharisees and teachers of the law a lesson on what is truly clean and unclean in God's eyes earlier in this chapter around the region of Galilee.
为了铺陈背景，这段经文开篇之际，耶稣刚刚在加利利一带完成了无数的神迹，包括在上一章施行的五千人吃饱、水上行走以及无数次的医治。而在本章稍早之前，他也刚为法利赛人和律法教师上了一课，教导他们究竟为何在神眼中真正的洁净与不洁。
Now it seems that Jesus is trying to take a break because he leaves to go to predominantly Gentile territory, which is not his primary target for ministry, and ends up in a house that he's hoping no one would find him.
如今看来，耶稣似乎想要稍作歇息，因为他离开原处，前往一片以外邦人为主的地区，那里并非他事工的主要对象，最终落脚于一所房子里，希望能不被任何人发现。
Then we are introduced to this mother, who is Syrophoenician by birth and culturally Greek.
接着我们认识了一位母亲，她身为叙利维基腓尼基人，在文化上是希腊人。
She's a little daughter who was unwell because she was possessed by an impure spirit, a demon that she would later identify.
她有一个年幼的女儿，因为被巫灵，也就是她后来所指的鬼附身，而饱受病痛折磨。
We don't know how long her daughter has been suffering or what steps this mother has taken up to this point to save her, but it stands to reason that she tried everything within her power at this point if she was willing to go to Jesus, who was a stranger and a Jew, while she was a Gentile, the first moment she heard about him.
我们无从得知她的女儿已经受苦多久，也不清楚这位母亲在此之前曾经采取了任何手段来试图挽救女儿，但合乎情理的推断是，她一听说耶稣的事迹，便立刻愿意去寻找这位素未平生而且为犹太人的陌生人，因为她自己是个外邦人的帮助。那么在此之前，显然她已经为救女儿竭尽了自己的一切。
Her daughter had a spiritual affliction, so suffice it to say that her problem surely went beyond any of her local experts' capabilities.
她的女儿深受灵性之苦，因此不难想象，她所面临的难题显然已经超出了当地任何一位专家的能力范围。
Who knows how many disappointments that she may have faced in the process of helping her child, but she was willing to suffer even more, hoping something would work.
在竭力救助爱女的过程中，她究竟遭遇了多少次的失望，恐怕无人知晓。但她甘愿承受更多的苦楚。只盼望有着一线转机。
She tracked and begged a complete stranger, only known by reputation, to do something that seemed impossible.
她四处寻访，苦苦哀求一位素未平生、仅凭名声相闻的陌生人，恳请他去成就一件看似绝无可能的事。
When I say beg, the word here in the Greek is in the form that indicates that she was begging nonstop until she got a response.
在这里所谓的哀求，在希腊语原文中采用了一种特殊的语法形式，意在表明他并非仅仅恳求了一次，而是持续不断的苦苦哀求，直到最终的回应为止。
A young girl who is vulnerable and reliant on the protection provided by her family is suffering from a powerful, unseen force that can't seem to be controlled, and day by day,The prospect that this mother will be able to get her daughter back feels more like a pipe dream.
一位本就脆弱并需要仰赖家人庇护的年幼女孩，正遭受一股强大且无形的势力侵袭。这股力量似乎根本无法被掌控。随着时光流逝，这位母亲想要将女儿救回的愿景，也日渐显得如痴人说梦般的遥不可及。
Yet this mother does not give up.And dares to continue holding out hope that she can get her daughter back.
然而，这位母亲并未就此放弃，她依旧坚守着那份希望，执着的期盼终有一天能将女儿带回身边。
What makes someone capable of having hope in what looks like a hopeless situation?
究竟是何种力量，能让人在看似绝望的情境中依然抱有希望？
Now, kids today might go right to ChatGPT and ask, what do people often describe as their reason for hope in what seems like a hopeless situation?
如今的孩子或许会直接向求助人工智慧软体 ChatGPT 问道，在看似绝望的处境中，人们通常会把什么视为自己寄托希望的理由？
And ChatGPT will give them this answer.
ChatGPT 也会给予相应的答案。
Notice the first answer on that list, love for someone.
请留意在这份清单上的第一个理由是对某人的爱。
Love is one of the primary, if not number one reason, anyone would hold on to hope even in a hopeless situation.
爱正是人们在绝望处境中依然坚守希望的主要原因之一，甚至可以说是首要原因。
However, I didn't need ChatGPT to tell me this, because I already sensed the answer.When I thought of this question because of what the Bible tells us about what motivates us to hope.
然而我并不需要 ChatGPT 来告诉我这一点， 因为当我思考这个问题的时候，心中早已有了答案。这得益处圣经关于究竟是什么激发了我们对希望的渴求而给予的启示。
For a second there, the Chinese threw me off. I was like, did ChatGPT talk to me in Chinese? That's thanks to Sophina, right? So thanks to Sophina for that. Anyways, speaking of love, in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 7-8a, it says, it always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres, love never fails.
谈到哥林多前书十三章七至八节上半段所论述的爱，经文写道：凡是包容，凡是相信，凡是盼望，凡是忍耐，爱是永不止息。
This is the famous passage where Apostle Paul talks about the different dimensions of love, and one of those core aspects of love I want to highlight is its ability to sustain our hope.
这是使徒保罗阐述爱不同维度的著名经文。而在爱的诸多核心特质中，我想要特别强调这一点，便是它能够维系我们希望的能力。
And for this mother, despite the hopelessness of her situation, she's able to have hope because of the love for her child.
对这位母亲而言，尽管她所处的境遇看似绝望，但正是源于她对孩子的爱，她才得以心怀希望。
And this love, which leads her to hope,leads her to action.
这份引领她走向希望的爱，同时也推动了她付诸了行动。
And regardless of our current relationships with our parents or our children, whether you're on the giving or receiving end of this mother-child relationship, I believe, generally speaking, we can all attest to some moments in our lives where we have found this to be true.
无论我目前与父母或子女的关系如何，无论你是处于这种母子女关系中给予的一方，还是接受的一方，我相信总体而言，我们都能见证生命中某些时刻印证这一点的真实不虚。
The mother not only holds on to but pursues hope for a child, whether it be in the doctor's office, the classroom, the workplace, or in the home, wanting.What she hopes is the best for a child, even if they may not agree on what that is, because of love.
母亲不仅心怀希望，更会积极地为子女追寻希望。无论是在诊所、课堂、职场，还是在家庭之中，出于深沉的爱，她始终渴望为子女争取她心中认为最好的。即便她与子女对于任何最好的这一点有可能意见相左。
And it stands to reason that if the child that God gives a parent, whether biological or adopted, is a gift, then so also is the love that God gives a parent.
合乎情理的是，既然上帝赐给父母孩子，无论是亲生或是领养的，是一份礼物，那么上帝赐给父母的爱也同样是一份礼物。
So with a hope that's based on a love that comes from God,It is no wonder this woman would be able to face the test of faith she was about to receive in Jesus' response to her in the next verse.
因此，怀着一份基于源自上帝之爱的盼望，也就不难理解这位妇人何以能够坦然地面对那一场即将要来的信仰考验，及她在下章经文中因耶稣对她的回应而将要经受的考验。
And this leads us to the second point. A mother's love is shaped by her faith.
这就引出了第二点，母亲的爱由其信仰所造。
So, if you go back to that 1 Corinthians 13 passage and read it in its entirety, you'll find that at the end of the chapter, after it does a deep dive about what love is, it says, And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love.
如果你回头重新去读哥林多前书第十三章那段经文，并将其诵读一遍，你将会发现该章的末尾在对爱究竟是什么进行了深入的阐述之后，经文是这样写的：如今常存的有信、有望、有爱这三样，其中最大的是爱。
Here the Apostle Paul establishes a relationship between faith, hope, and love.
在此，使徒保罗确立了信、望、爱三者之间的关系。
However, it isn't the only time he does this.
然而，这并非他唯一是这样做。
He does it again in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3.
他在塔斯罗尼加前书一章三节中再次提起了这一点。
Here it says, "We remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ."
经文写道，在神我们的父面前不住的纪念你们因信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦，因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。
Now in this passage, Paul gives a little bit more of an idea of how the three are linked.
在这段经文中，保罗进一步阐明了这三者之间是如何联系的。
He explains that when it comes to the words we say and actions we take that glorify God and advance the gospel in this life, the reason behind them is our love. The content of what they are is rooted in faith, and the effort towards the goal is sustained by hope.
在 他解释说，就我们在今生那些荣耀神管传福音的言语和行动而言，其背后的动因乃是因为爱，其具体内容的根基在于信，而为达到这一个目标所付出的努力，就是靠着望来维系的。
In other words,Love gets the ball rolling. Faith determines how the ball rolls. And hope helps maintain the momentum until it gets where it needs to go.
换而言之，爱启动了进程，信念决定其运行的轨迹，而希望则帮助维持动能，直至达到既定的终点。
As I mentioned the previous point, love leads to hope.But faith is a journey we take to get there.
正如我在前一点所提到的，爱能带来希望，而信心则是我们通往希望的必经旅程。
Faith gives shape and direction to the love that is within us because God loved us first.
信仰赋予我们内在的爱形象与方向，因为上帝先爱了我们。
It guides us in how we.Are meant to interact with certain people and how we are meant to respond to certain situations.
它指引着我们，教导我们应如何与特定的人相处，又该如何面对特定的处境。
So how does that apply to the mother we see in today's passage?
那么这一点又该如何应用在我们今天经文中所见的那位母亲身上呢？
When this desperate mother falls at Jesus' feet and is begging nonstop for him to help her,How does he respond?
当这位绝望的母亲跪倒在耶稣脚前，不停地恳求他帮助时，耶稣是如何回应的呢？
In verse 27, he says, First, let the children eat all they want, he told her, for it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs.
在27节，耶稣对他说，让儿女们先吃饱，不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。
Let me first break down the content of what he says before we do a deep dive of her response.
在我们深入探讨他的回应之前，让我先来分析一下耶稣所说的内容。
The children that Jesus is referring to here are the people of Israel, God's chosen people from the Old Testament.
耶稣在这里所提及的儿女指的是以色列民，即旧约时上帝所拣选的子民。
In this statement, Jesus is affirming what can be seen in the ministry patterns that he and his disciples have been engaged in up to this point, focusing on areas where Jewish people resided, preaching in synagogues, and debating with Pharisees and teachers of the law.
透过这个表述，耶稣印证了他与门徒在此之前所遵循的事工模式。他们专注于犹太人聚集的地区，在会堂中传讲道义，并与法利赛人以及律法教师展开辩论。
Their primary target audience was the Jewish people and not the Gentiles.
他们首要的受众是犹太人，并非外邦人。
That's not to say that God didn't love the Gentiles or have a place for them in his kingdom.
这并不表示上帝不爱外邦人，也非意味着他的国度中没有为外邦人预留一席之地。
But the plan was to prioritize the Jews, first, and then the Gentiles' time would come especially with the arrival of the Apostle Paul.
确切地说，上帝的计划是先将犹太人 至于优先地位，而外邦人的时机终将到来，尤其是随着使徒保罗的出现。
However, there were some moments where Jesus gave hints about this when he interacted with Gentiles in the Gospels, such as with the Samaritan woman, the Roman centurion, and this mother here.
然而在福音书中，耶稣与外邦人互动的一些时刻，例如面对撒玛利亚妇人、罗马百夫长以及眼前这位母亲时，也曾对此做出某种暗示。
This is why the people of Israel were referred to as children and the Gentiles as dogs.
正因为如此，以色列民被比作于儿女，而外邦人在这边被比作为狗。
Keep in mind, as insulting a term as that may be, especially in the English, in the Greek, the word that Jesus used for dog actually means little dog, or the kind that you'd have as a domesticated pet you would have in the household, instead of one of those wild savage dogs outside the home.
值得注意的是，尽管这一切都这个称谓听起来颇具侮辱性，尤其是在英语的语境之下，但在希腊原文中，耶稣所用的这个狗的这个字，实际上是指的小狗，就是那一种养在家中的宠物，并非游荡在屋外凶猛的野狗。
I mean, even though Jesus' response is not as bad as it sounds, given the extra context, wasn't great, right? Because it was still basically a rejection.
尽管有了这一层额外的背景，耶稣的回答听起来并不像表面上的那么糟糕，但他仍算不上理想，因为在旁人看来似乎仍是一种拒绝。
So how was his mother to respond to this test of faith?
那么这位母亲应该如何回应这信仰的考验呢？
What does she truly believe about this man?
关于这位男子，这位母亲内心深处究竟是何等信念？
Does she believe Jesus has the power to save her daughter?
她是否确信耶稣拥有拯救她女儿的能力？
Does she have the belief that he's in a position to call her a little dog because he comes from God and knows what God's plan is for all people?
她是否相信是因为耶稣源自上帝，并且深知上帝对全人类的旨意，她才有资格称她为小狗？
If she didn't believe in Jesus and if there was no faith,her love for her daughter might have resulted in her seeking help elsewhere, because who wants to stick around for a rejection with insult to injury?
倘若她不信耶稣，心中毫无信心，那么出于对女儿的爱，她或许早就已经转向别处寻求帮助了。毕竟谁又愿意留下来去承受那种既遭拒绝又受羞辱的双重打击呢？
However, it is because she did believe in him,And she said this in verse 28.
然而，正是因为她对耶稣怀抱着坚定的信念，才会在第28节说出那番话来。
Lord, she replied, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs.
妇人回答说，主啊，不错，但是狗在桌子底下也吃孩子们的碎渣。
She calls him Lord, which means master.
她称他为主，以及主人。
This acknowledgement of who he is and her acceptance of what he's saying about her and the kingdom of God.
这不仅是对耶稣真实身份的认可，也是对在论及他及神的国度时所言之语的接纳。
She believes in his position, power, and plan.
她深信神的地位、权柄以及计划。
Her faith results in her responding with humility in her request for help out of the love for her daughter.
这份信心促使他怀着谦卑之心回应，并且对女儿的深切挚爱而向耶稣求助。
Yes, Jesus, even if we Gentiles are the little dogs, as you say, and are not the priority, God's love is so abundant that there must be some overflow for the rest of us.
是的，耶稣啊，即使像您所言，我们外邦人不过是小狗，并非首要的顾念对象，然而神的爱是何等丰盛。必有盈余能惠及我们这些其余的人。
Her faith led her to pursue God even further in humility rather than reject Jesus' assertions out of pride.
正是这份信心引领她怀着谦卑之心更执着地寻求神，而非因骄傲而拒绝耶稣的论断。
Love will make us move forward, but faith will determine whether the decisions we make and direction we will go will be blessed with the presence and power of God, or the opposite, in which you just do it alone, on your own. Out of your own power in a world that is heavier than any shoulders one person can bear.
爱能推动我们前行，但唯有信心才能决定我们所做的抉择及所行的方向。究竟能是否蒙受上帝的同在与大能的赐福，或是恰恰相反，在这个重于任何凡人双肩能所能承载的世界里，你只能孤单奋战，仅凭一己之力独立前行。
Through His Word and prayer, God can give you wisdom, comfort, strength, joy, and peace.
借着他的话语与祷告，上帝能赐给你智慧、安慰、力量、喜乐与平安。
He can surround you with the right people at the right time.
他也能在适当的时机安排适合的人环绕在你的身边。
Though this may be true for anyone, I believe this may be even more true and helpful for a mother whose love can sometimes find itself feeling alone.
尽管这对任何而言皆是真理，但我深信，对于那些有时还是会在爱的旅途中感到孤独无援的母亲们来说，这一点尤其为真实而且有益。
There are some families out there that have single moms and others in which it feels that way, especially when it comes to raising the children or dealing with crises.
有些家庭确实是由单亲妈妈独自撑起，而有些家庭，尤其是在抚养子女或应对危机的时候，给人的感觉也往往如此。
These mothers have no choice but to take on the financial, emotional, and spiritual responsibility of the family.
面对这样的境况，这些母亲别无选择，只能独自的肩负起家里的家庭的经济、情感及精神层面的全部责任。
However, no matter what the situation, the mothers love their children.
然而无论处境如何，这些母亲对子女的爱始终如一。
They may choose to show their love in different ways, and anyone who's given or received love from or as a mom will probably admit it is not perfect.
他们或许会选择以不同的方式来表达这份爱，而凡是曾经作为母亲付出的爱，或曾经作为子女接受过母亲爱的人，大概都会承认这份爱也并非是完美无缺。
But when you allow faith to shape that love, molding it so you are reliant on God's love to fuel and shape your love, then you're talking about modeling it after an endless love that is perfect.
然而当你允许信仰来塑造这份爱，将其精心雕琢，使你全然依靠上帝的爱来为自己的爱注入动力，并指引其方向，那么你所实践的便是一种以那份永恒并且完美的爱为典范的爱。
This takes us to the third and final point. A mother's love is a reflection of Christ's love.
这就引出了第三点，也就是最后一点，母爱是基督之爱的映照。
If you look to see what happens with the mother in this passage, you will see that Jesus approves the words that this woman has shared, stemming from this act of faith, prompted by the love for her daughter, in hopes that she can finally get her little girl back.
若你留意观察本段经文中这位母亲的遭遇，便会发现，耶稣认可了她所说的话。这些话源自于一份因爱与心切而激发的信心之举。寄托他盼望最终能寻求爱女的深切期盼。
In verses 29-30, it says, Then he told her, For such a reply, you may go. The demon has left your daughter. She went home and found her child lying on the bed, and the demon gone.
在29-30节中记载到，耶稣对他说，因这句话，你回去吧，鬼已经离开你的女儿了。他就回家去见小孩子躺在床上，鬼已经出去了。
Jesus gave her the crumbs that she was asking for, and I have no doubt it meant the world to her when she got home.
耶稣赐给了她所祈求的碎渣，我深信当她回家时，这对她而言无疑是全世界。
I was hesitant to preach from this passage, because I know that for some mothers out there, they're still waiting for the crumbs that they've been asking for, including my own mom.
我曾对宣讲这一段经文感到迟疑，因为我深知，对于世上某些母亲，包括我自己的母亲在内，他们至今仍在苦苦等候那份他们反复祈求的碎渣。
to my family, not the one here, back in Freehold, you know, it's not immune from physical and mental health problems, as different members of my family have been in and out of the hospital over the last several years. So my mom continues to pray, trusting that everything is well cared for in God's hand while still being our mom.
我的家人也为能幸免于身心健康问题的困扰，在过去几年里面，家里的不同成员曾屡次进出医院，因此我的母亲继续办好母亲的这一个角色，同时依然的坚持祷告，深信万事万物在上帝手中都得以得到妥善的照顾。
Perhaps this is where some moms are in our midst.
或许在我们中间有一些母亲正处于这样的境地。
Keep praying.
持续祷告。
However, my purpose for preaching this passage wasn't about the results, but it was about the process.
然而，我宣讲这段经文的目的并不在于结果，而是在于过程。
It was about the faith, hope, and love that this mother put on display, with the most important of all being love.
她所关乎的是这位母亲所展现的信心、盼望与爱，其中爱无疑是最重要的。
And a mother's love is probably second to none in this world.
在这个世界上，母爱是无与伦比的。
You can try asking John when he grows older.
不管等到 John 长大以后，可以去问问他。
Oh, and for those who don't know, John is the baby I was carrying before. As much as his dad loves him, me, he will probably say that his mommy loves him so much more.
尽管他的父亲深爱着他，但他多半会告诉你，还是妈妈爱他很多很多。
Max Lucado, a renowned Christian author and preacher, once said this: "Woven through Scripture like the ribbons on a newborn's quilt are gentle reminders that God's love is like that of a mother, deep, unrelenting, bold."
著名基督教作家兼传道人Max Lucado 曾言，在圣经的字里行间，正如新生儿被乳上交织的彩带一般，贯穿着温柔的提醒。上帝的爱恰是母亲的爱，深沉、坚定、无惧。
I believe this passage today involving the Syrophoenician mother is one of those examples.
我相信今天采这一段关于叙利非尼基故人的经文，也正是这样的例子之一。
Out of boundless love and great faith, this mother endured rejection and humiliation to save the life of her child.
出于无限的爱与坚定的信心，这位母亲甘愿忍受拒绝与羞辱，只为了挽救自己孩子的生命。
In a greater way, out of boundless love and great faith, Jesus would endure the ultimate rejection and humiliation to save us from our sins and eternal death by taking it to the cross.
在更宏伟的层面上，耶稣同样出自于无限的爱与坚定的信心，甘愿忍受极度的拒绝与羞辱。他将这一切背负至十字架上，从而将我们从罪恶和永恒的死亡中拯救出来。
In Isaiah 49, verse 15 to 16a, it is written, "Can a woman forget her nursing child, that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you. Behold, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands."
在以赛亚书49章15到16节中记载，妇人焉能忘记她吃奶的婴孩，不连续她所生的儿子？即或有忘记的，我却不忘记你。看啊，我将你名刻在我掌上。
Simply put, a mother's love is probably second to none because of that physical, emotional, spiritual bond that is typified by the act of a mother nursing her child.
简而言之，母爱之所以堪称举世无双，或许正是源于那一种来自身体、情感与灵性交织的深厚纽带，而母亲哺乳幼子的举动正是这个纽带的典型写照。
But here in Isaiah, it is pointed out that despite sometimes exhibiting superhuman abilities, mothers are still flawed and mortal.
然而在以赛亚书中，经文指出， 尽管母亲有时会展现出超乎常人的能力，但他们究竟是有瑕疵、会朽坏的凡人。
But God is perfect, and He's eternal. So where they may fall, He will not. And that is cemented by your name engraved on His hands, which were hung on the cross for you and me. So we can know His love, be confident in our faith, and have peace in His hope.
相较之下，上帝是完美永恒的。因此，即便母亲们有时候会跌倒、软弱之际，上帝却绝对不会失信跌倒。这一真理因着你的名字被铭刻在上帝的双手之上而得到坚实的印证。正是这双手成为你我被钉在十字架上，好使我们得以真切地领悟到他的爱，在信仰中充满确信，并在他所示的盼望中得享安宁。
I'll conclude with this.
来做一个结论。
It is Mother's Day, and I feel that God prompted me to have us dive into a mother story in the Bible.
今天是母亲节，我感觉到上帝指引我一同去深入探讨圣经中的一位母亲的故事。
He could have had me share a story from one of the big name moms in there.
其实他本来可以让我分享书中某位大名鼎鼎的母亲。
We could have looked at Sarah's journey in bearing Isaac, Ruth and Naomi's relationship, or even Mary's experience being the mom of Jesus.
我们可以回顾撒拉，生下以撒的历程，探讨路德与乃尔之间的情谊，甚至去体悟玛利亚作为耶稣之母的经历。
But our passage today comes from Mark chapter 7, verses 24 to 30, a passage about a mom without a name.
然后我们今天说选读的经文马可福音七章二十四到三十节所讲述的却是一位无名母亲的故事。
And I thought this was significant because what this tells us is that it's not about the name of the mother, but rather the fact that she was a mother and what she did as one.
我认为这一点非常重要，因为它向我们揭示重要的并非这位母亲的名字，而是她作为母亲的身份以及她以这身份所做的一切。
It is her love for her daughter and her act of faith that will be remembered for as long as the word exists.
这就是她对女儿的爱，以及她充满信心的举动，将伴随着上帝话语的永存，而被世人永远铭记。
And we are also reminded of once again that as ordinary as she may seem to the world, God loves her nonetheless.
这也再次提醒着我们，尽管她在人眼中这位母亲或许显得再平凡不过，但上帝依旧深爱着她。
That is what history remembers about this normal, everyday mom, and this is what I believe we are meant to remember this morning.
这正是历史对这位普普通通的母亲所留下的记忆，而我相信这也是在这个清晨我们理当铭记于心的。
Our moms don't need to be perfect or stand out in a big way.
我们的母亲无需完美无缺。
The same is true if you are a mom yourself.
如果你是这样的，如果是你，你以为是你自己是这样的母亲，道理亦是如此。
If you have love for your child, which is shaped by faith, leading to hope of an eternal life and relationship with God, then based on this passage, I believe that is all Jesus cares about.
只要你对孩子怀有一份爱，这份爱是由信仰塑造，并指向那因与上帝建立关系而能够 想得永生的盼望，那么依据这段新闻，我便相信这是耶稣所看重的全部。
Let's pray.
我们起来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the mothers in our lives.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你赐给我们生命中的母亲。
We would not be here without them.
若没有他们，便没有今天的我们。
It is in their womb you have knitted us to the finest details down to the hairs on our head.
正是在他们的腹中，你将我们精心编织成形，连我们头上的每一根发丝都无一遗漏。
So we pray for all the relationships between mothers and their children.
因此我们为所有母亲与子女之间的关系祈祷。
May there be love, faith, and hope in abundance made possible by you.
愿在你的恩助下这些关系中充满丰盛的爱、信心与盼望。
If anyone is begging for crumbs of a miracle right now as a mother, as is the mother in this passage, may you fill them now because that is who you are and with you anything is possible.
若只是有人正像经文中的那位母亲一样， 迫切的祈求，哪怕是一丝微小的神迹，愿你此刻就将他们充满，正因为这是您的本性，在你里凡事皆有可能。
We thank you and give you the glory only you deserve.
感谢您，将唯独这时无你的荣耀归给于你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. Should we stand with me? We sing a responding song.Gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. Amen. Oh praise the Lord. 感谢赞美主，请坐，默祷散会。